Well, good morning, everyone. Glad you could be here today. My name is Dean Claypatch. I'm one of the pastors here at Glen Arbor Community Church. This is a very special weekend for us. This is our teen conference weekend. And we have people who drove all the way from the east side of Indianapolis to be here, all the way from Lincoln, Nebraska. And that's the farthest west we have, right? Isn't there someone here from Colorado? Oh, yeah, someone from Colorado is here. Thank you. So we've had a lot of fun this weekend, and we're going to show you some of that today in activities we've been doing to partner together and do some great things for the Lord. But we're going to take some time and worship God together and then show you what we've been doing this weekend. So I'm going to turn it over to Mark and our worship team.
All right. Well,
to have all you guys here, and Dean's going to give full thank yous to everything with the conference, but I saw the crew from Des Moines with Go, Love, Serve on the back of your shirts, and I'm like, that's what you guys did. You know, you went, and you love this community, you serve this community, and the Lord was really glorified through that. So, awesome job. Why don't you guys just turn around and say hello, greet the people around you. You don't have to stand up, just greet the people around you real quick. So. You got it? All right. Very good. Thank you. So we had a lot go on this week, and you're going to hear all about the conference throughout the service and all the stuff that happened there. But I just wanted to bring up before the service, right before the service, we had six visiting missionaries from Nicaragua. And I want to thank everybody that helped serve them in different ways. So give everybody a big hand for that. That was great. And one of the things that the Nicaraguans did is they went out witnessing and recruiting for the activities that you guys did with some of the Mexican immigrants in the community right around the church. And this on the left there is Sobeida. She's the one of the pastor's wives that was here from Nicaragua. And she talked to that young lady to her left for like an hour who prayed to receive Christ on Thursday night. So the Lord has done a lot of things through this week at Glen Arbor, and especially through the teen conference, and you're going to hear all about that later. So that was great. The only announcement I have, though, actual announcement, is that our activities are not quite over, almost, you know, then you can rest the rest of the week. But we are going to serve the West Chicago Park District in their parade, and we need about 12 or 15 volunteers to wear the Glen Arbor yellow shirts. We still have yellow shirts left over, and to wear the Glen Arbor yellow shirts, and then you're going to help organize the floats and help line them all up on the city blocks to prepare for the parade. And then once you're going to tell them where to go, where to line up, and then once they go, then your job is done. So you can stay and watch the parade, but we volunteered to send some yellow shirt people to help organize that. So if you are interested, if you can help out, we just need about 12 or 15. See Dean Claypatch over there, and that'll be, what time do they have to leave? So soon after the service. So go right ahead to Dean, and he'll give you a yellow shirt and tell you what to do. Okay? Other than that, we're going to have our regular offering. If you're, this is for the regular attenders. If you're visiting, don't feel like you need to participate in this. And if for Sunday school, most of the Sunday school kids are going to stay in here. A lot are out of town as well, but they're going to stay in here for the service, especially if they participated in the camps, because they're going to get some recognition, okay? So other than that, after the offering, anyone else may leave for Sunday school as well. So thank you for coming.
All right. Good morning. Well, normally in a normal church service, the pastors would share a message or one of our deacons, but this is a different day and a different weekend, and so we're going to do things a little different and kind of share a lot of the activity that's been going over the weekend. But I wanted to just share a little bit about what was happening when I was a teenager. I started to wonder about God, if God was real. I went to church a little bit on occasion, and I said, you know, I don't know if I believe any of this. I don't know if God is real or if he's there, or can I know for sure, or do I always have to wonder? And I thought, so, well, I'll start reading the Bible. It's got to be in there somewhere. And I was reading the Bible. I go, there's some pretty cool stuff in here, but I still don't know. So I thought, I'll go to church. I'll go to a church when I was in college, and I went into a church that was different from when I was growing up. And you know what they were doing in that church? They were singing. They were really singing, like singing to God. And you know what I thought? This is really weird, man. Because in my church, we didn't sing. The choir sang, and we counted the ceiling tiles because we were bored. And I said, boy, as soon as this is over, I'm out of here because this makes me uncomfortable. And I was, so I was polite. I sat through the service, but the second it was over, boom, I was out the door because it made it feel weird for everyone to really sing. We didn't do that. And there was one guy who followed me out the door. His name was Fred. And he said, my name's Fred. And I met Fred, and how are you? And I talked with him, and he invited me over for dinner. And I met his family, and I go, you know, he's a normal guy. He's not a weirdo who sings those songs. He's a normal guy. And I wonder, if it wasn't for a normal guy who reached out and helped me, where I would be today. If it wasn't for that normal guy, the normal guy who said, I says, wow, he believes this, and they helped me to see you can know more about God. You can learn about God. So normally the pastors stand up here for 30 or 40 or longer minutes and talk about that, but part of what we're doing at Glen Arbor is to teach younger people to do that. It's part of our goal, and we all have all worked together for that, so we have lots of content and how that happens, so I'm not going to talk about that at all. We're going to let the other people do that, and so we did some videos. It's some people, this is a voluntary activity of people who wanted to share their story, and we just got them processed last night. Thank you, Rob, for doing that. That was a phenomenal job to process and get all of that done in one day or 2 days. Amazing. So I watched one, and I go, wow, that's really good. And I watched the next one, and I go, wow, that's really good, too. And I watched them all, and I go, we don't have enough time to show them all. So I apologize. We're going to show a few of them, and we're going to roll right into that. Why don't you line up Joshua's video first, and we'll do what we have time for today. So sit back and enjoy the service.
Hi, I'm Joshua, and I was saved at the age of 4. I grew up in a Christian home, but I knew that I was born into sin. I knew that by myself, there was nothing I could do to save myself. I knew that I needed Jesus. I knew that I needed to believe that he died on the cross and rose again on the third day for me, for my sins. That was when I decided to talk to my dad. And one morning, he walked me through the process of becoming a Christian. And ever since then, my life has been filled with wonderful things that God has done in my life. I've been a part of many missions trips and sports camps and VBS. And I've seen God work out the smallest of details that everybody overlooks to the biggest of details where everybody just kind of says, how's that going to be handled? God's done it, and he does it every time. And you know, I can't lie. I'm not perfect. I've sinned, confessed my sin, only to repeat the process over and over and over again. But God still shows his grace, and he loves me just as much in my bad times as he does in my good times. And I look forward through the rest of my life watching God work through me to further his purpose and to fulfill his plan.
Thank you.
Hey, guys.
Good morning. All right, unlike Dean's friend Fred, I am not a normal person. I'm a little bit of a weirdo, but you have to be in the fine arts, so it's all right. All right, so we did something called the acting experience, which was a lot of fun. If you participated in the acting experience, could you stand up real quick so people can have an idea of, like, yeah. It was so much fun to work with you guys. You guys did fantastic. So we have a video to show, we're going to show, and while I was editing this, that's what the impression I got from everyone was, like, wow, these guys did really good. This is really hard to, like, figure out what to cut and everything. So that was a challenge. We're going to show it in a minute. But before we do, there's some other people I want to thank. Because while I was kind of like center stage during the 8 hours, there's a lot of people who administered like the paperwork and the day-to-day. Because most of you who have acted regularly know that acting is really hard if you don't have good writing. So we had some people contribute to scripts and such. One of whom isn't here, her name is Janelle. She did some of the writing, and she also fashioned or inventoried all the props that you guys used over the days that you were together. There's also people who are here, Megan and Kelsey, could you stand up, please? They did a lot of the writing for this stuff, and a lot of the fun adjectives that you found yourself being modified for were responsibility of Megan over there. And a lot of the day-to-day, like, put-out fires were handled by Kelsey, so she did so much, and it's fantastic. Like, none of this is possible without any of these people. So I only have 8 minutes to show you, like, what we did in 8 hours, which was a lot of, a challenge. And this is, like, one thing that we did of, like, 10 awesome things really quick and close together. So I'm going to explain how this works. We had rules for the games that we played, and this was a culmination of all the games we played in one sitting, where we have them act out a script that was written by Kelsey. They act it out. They do it in a regular way, but we also have half the cast playing props with personality. And then when the script was finished, we did a cut and we did a round two, where everyone would receive a different modifier. All the cast would receive a different way of doing it. All the props would receive a different way of doing it. Minutes before they had to do it again, and so they adapted really quick. So we're going to see that. You're going to see that flow. You're going to see the script play out like in a pretty normal way. And then we're going to see what happens when I tell them to do things that are really stupid. So it makes sense? All right, cool, let's watch.
Are you excited about your first day at public school, Anastasia?
I'm kind of nervous. I don't know anyone here, and what if I don't make any friends?
Don't be silly. You'll make lots of friends.
I hope I make some Christian friends, too. I mean, I don't think I'm going to have only Christian friends, but it'd be nice to have a few.
I'm sure you'll find some. I've been praying for you. God will provide. You'll see. Go on. Have fun today.
Stupid locker.
Need some help there?
Please.
What's your combination?
3, 2, 1. Who makes these combinations?
Thank you. My name's Anastasia. Tara. Are you new?
Yeah, I'm a junior though.
Oh, where did you transfer from?
Oh, I was homeschooled.
That's fun. What's that like?
Okay, I guess. I mean, it's school.
What made you decide to come to real school?
Not again.
Steph, homeschool is real school. It's just different.
I decided to come this year because of the extracurricular classes like choir that we can't teach at home.
Cool. Nice talking to you.
Bye.
Dang, is it that time already? Anastasia, do you know where you're headed?
Not really. I'm in physics. Do you know where room 201 is?
Yeah, just head down that hallway and take your first right.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Anastasia, over here.
Anastasia, this is Michelle, Lydia, and Destiny.
This is Anastasia.
She's new.
Hi. Hey. So, where are you from?
I grew up here my whole life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was homeschooled.
That's so cool. Incoming! Ah! Well, I came out of nowhere.
You look familiar. Do you go to Cross Community Church?
Yeah, do you?
Yeah, I was involved in the middle school ministry.
Oh, you're a freshman. Wait, are you Mrs. Dirk's daughter?
Yeah.
Wow, we're from the same church.
Who is that?
Hey, so we're all watching a movie at my house after school. Would you like to come?
Yeah, sure. So I came to public school thinking I wouldn't find any friends. I wound up meeting a bunch of cool people, one of whom goes to my church. I asked and God provided. The Lord is so awesome.
Who are you talking to?
It's a homeschool thing. You wouldn't understand.
Doing a most beautifully designed by a group, Anastasia?
I'm so excited. I don't have a great way of the year.
Don't be afraid of losing my voice.
I just want to go back.
I'm sure it will not let you go out.
Ugh, I'm not going anywhere.
Need a good time with the new version?
The best.
What's up for a few years back?
Laughter, rock, veggie.
Istanbul is Constantinople.
Julio, I'm Anastasia.
Tara, are you doing the most important thing?
Yeah, but you can't get enough sleep.
Where are the only things that would make it?
Oh, I see.
That's what you do not know.
Not a fan.
Steph, homeschool to be the first.
I chose the wrong way.
Dang, it was the first place?
Snoggletop.
Just sent you an invite.
Zombie.
Anastasia, come back in. My dad just told me I love it.
Flower pot.
First day of the day.
Along those of you.
You can get the hangout.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah, but the green.
Oh my goodness, I'm going to get my hair.
John.
The splash pad is buttered.
Who is this? And what?
It's a homeschool thing. Goats.
Hi, my name is Chloe, and I grew up in a Christian home, so I've always known about Jesus and that kind of thing. And I got saved when I was 12, but after that, things started to change. My brother became very verbally abusive and really hurt me. My mom was always crying every night in the bathroom. My dad always came home upset because of everything that was going on. And I blamed God for hurting my family, and I kind of started drifting away from him, not walking with him like I was supposed to, not reading my Bible. I've always wanted to live for Christ, but I never, like, did anything to actually strengthen my spiritual walk. I never took the initiative. And I struggled with depression. I used to cut myself. I almost committed suicide, all that stuff. And I wasn't living for Christ. And then last year, actually, my youth group went to a conference in Wyoming, and the Lord just really convicted me there. And I realized that He forgives me for everything that I've done. The King of the Universe forgives me. I should be able to forgive my brother for what he does. And so I started praying for my brother more. I started reading my Bible, and I put all of my hope in Jesus, and I learned to find my joy from him only, because he's the only one that would never let me down. And since that, God has worked a miracle in my life. My brother got saved, and I've started just living for him, because that's the only thing I want to live for. And I don't believe in God because my parents told me to and because I grew up going to church. I believe in God because I've seen how good He is.
That's the same button I was hitting. Got to hit it real deep. I am Jim Haworth, and I was the thanks. I was the coordinator for a crafts sports camp that we did for, or crafts sports camp Bible camp that we did for kids in the neighborhood this week, and. In a moment, I will be getting to awards for the various kids. A lot of the kids weren't able to be here today, but I don't know which ones were or weren't, so you'll hear all the awards. And I think it's kind of cool to hear all the awards because each kid was different and special in a different kind of way, and so you get a little bit of a flavor of the different kids we had. During this time, we played sports and did crafts and played games, and we shared the gospel with these 37. It may even be 38 or 39 kids. A couple kids were like, oh, I came in late. We added them at the end, and they're in the awards. But Yeah, so these 37, 38 kids heard God's truth, many of them for the first time. So, you know, just great job, teen leaders and adult leaders. Give yourselves a hand. You guys did great. You guys did great this week. Just special thanks to some of my adult leaders who quickly put together six teachings with object lessons and props. Also for the teens, I know a couple of teens were a little disappointed they weren't going to get awards, but but you guys deserve an award. You guys did great serving these kids. And as I put together the awards for the kids, I could really see how much you guys got to know them, because I couldn't get to know all 37 or 38 kids. But the teens, many of you guys contributed many great thoughts for the awards we were able to put together for the kids. So great job at that, and great job at just being great examples for the kids, because I think that's the most important thing. You know, they see you loving and caring about them, and that's Christ. They're going to see Christ in you. They're going to remember that. Well, we were learning about Christ, and there were great teen kids who loved me, and I'm going to put a connection together in that for the rest of their lives. And actually, I'm pretty sure many of these kids we will continue to see through our WANA program, too. So just a few quick things with the tournament, with the sports camps to mention. In speedball, we had four different sports. Of the four sports, one thing that was really cool, the teams, just by God's grace, were very close. Speedball was actually the only thing that had a dominating champion, and that was won by Team 3, which had Joseph, Charles, Felicity, and William on it. They were 3-0. In dodgeball, we had a four-way tie for first. Everybody had two victories. We had a final, like where we got all four teams together, and in the end, Team 2 won, where we had all four of them together going against each other, and that was Delaney, Michael, Itzel, Dylan, and Ethan. And then we had a game called the Poop Deck Champions. Joel ran that. That was a fun game. Everybody loved that. And Itzel, Luke, and Delaney were our champion Poop Deck Champions. In soccer, we had a two-way, very close games in soccer, but there was a two-way tie for first. We had a three. Everybody played everybody else, and they just tied. Two teams tied. Team 2 with Jorge, Joseph, and Charles, and then Team 4 with Dalen, Ismail, and Christopher. And then in football, we also had a two-way tie for first. We had a playoff in that case, and the champions played, and they were just, I tried to keep the time going, but they just were still tied at the end of time. I think it was tied 14-14, and we had to move on to the next thing. So in football, Team 1 tied with Team 3, which is interesting because Team 2 and Team 4 won the soccer, and then Team 1 and Team 3 won the football. So that was kind of cool. Everybody won. We didn't plan that. Team 1, Luke, William, Itzel, and Felicity tied with Team 3, Michael, Cheyenne, and Charlie. So that was the results of our sports camp. Now we were going to give some individual awards. And we have a certificate here, and then we also have a candy prize. So, you know, if you're here, come on up and get your certificate and your candy prize. And hopefully, you know, there's a lot of kids here. I'm pretty sure we got everybody. But if I did by some chance miss somebody, I don't think I did. But if I did, you know, please let me know. So Parker gets an award for most methodical craft builder and sweetest to talk to teammate. Jelania gets an award for most focused on the craft award. Charlie gets an award for the most perseverance. Charlie, I think Charlie might be here. Maybe. Well, maybe Charlie. But Charlie, he kept on coming back. He had asthma, so he couldn't always keep playing, but he kept on coming back. He never stopped. Delaney gets an award for dodgeball survival. I mean, Delaney, she was great at knocking these balls down with the ball. She was the one who ended up being the last one left when all the teams went up against each other. Luke Howarth gets an award for overall team leader performance in all sports, and best at getting open.
Yes.
Lance gets an award for being the best teammate buddy and hardest to make dizzy. So, I don't know what was going on in craft camp for that award, but anyway. William gets an award for the fastest catcher and the other part of the Joseph William combination that dominated speedball. Oh, is that what? Oh, that's Lance. Okay, I was going to say, that didn't look like William. I'm like, man, I don't think that's William. Did we give Lance his award already? Oh, okay, good. Okay, sorry. There you go. Sorry, Lance, I didn't realize. Running through these a little too fast. All right, good job, Lance. All right, Felicity gets an award for fast and long runs in touch football. Get your certificate. There you go. Cheyenne gets an award for team leadership and sportsmanlike conduct. Joseph gets an award for being part of the William-Joseph combination that dominated speedball and fast sideline scoring in all sports. Ethan gets an award for the sneakiest plays. Dylan gets an award for being the biggest battler and leading his team to second place in speedball. Itzel gets an award for game-saving defensive soccer plays. We're having dinner with Joseph and Itzel later today, so give their awards then. Michael gets an award for outstanding overall performance and the Fast Runner Award. Michael was a key part of for his team in every single game we played. He was all over the field. Oh, Ohio. What's the Ohio reference? What's the Ohio reference? This is a long story. Well, you guys know. I should have talked to you about when I did these, so we could have shared that. But anyway, Charles gets an award for best distribution of the ball to others. Charles is a longtime member of our Awana program. And they go to another. A lot of people, some people are not here because they go to another church and they're attending their church this morning, and Charles is like that. Dalen gets an award for being the most enthusiastic player award and the one most likely to make a difficult play where he ended up on the ground. Jorge, he's a longtime Awana person, gets an award for the development of great team strategies. Ismael gets an award for big brother leadership and maximum effort in everything he did. The thing that was really cool about Ismael, he's not here, but I wish he was. You know, he was the big brother of three brothers, and his middle brother was crying. I mean, just, you know, really afraid of sports camp. And, you know, Ismael just made him, you know, was just a great big brother to him. By the end of the camp, you know, his little brother was just loving camp. Just, you know, they love camp. They were there both days. They had a great time. But Ismael, you know, like so many times with siblings, like even in that testimony I think we heard earlier, siblings are not always the best to each other. But Ismael, what a leader he was for his brothers. I just really impressed them. Christopher Solis gets an award for dodgeball survival. He was the second from last. Anyway, right after Delaney, he was the one left. And he's actually the brother of Ismael. He's the brother of Ismael that was really sad at the start. Um, Jonathan gets an award for the most positive at craft camp.
What's that? Oh.
Oh, very good. Okay, very good. Amy Borgia gets an award for most initiative for being the best cleanup helper and also for being very kind. Summer gets an award. I don't know if Summer's here, but she might be. Summer gets an award for the most entertaining observations during craft camp and for being everyone's friend. Dominic gets an award for being the best listener at craft camp and also for being a great cat artist. All right, good job, Dominic. Christopher gets an award for being the best craft camp worker. So he worked very hard on his crafts. Lainey gets an award for being the most go with the flow and also for being the best bleacher climber. She was always, you know, she was like 6 years old and she wanted to be part of the sports camp. And we're like, well, okay, I guess we'll see if we can work it. And she ended up eventually going to craft camp. But while she was at sports camp, she would always like to go up to climb the top of the bleachers. And some of the teens would go out there and hang out with her. And they had a great time up there. Joel Daniel wins an award for being the most enthusiastic during craft time. And for always hiding in fun ways. Now, I wasn't at craft camp, so I don't know what that's about, but... Joel's not here? No, I've seen them. Oh, well, Joel's not here. All right. Really? He must be in Sunday school. Oh, he went to Ohio? Man, yeah. You know, it's funny because... I knew we would have, like, you know, low turnout, you know, for the awards, you know, because a lot of the kids, you know, are from non-church families and also, you know, are maybe go to a different church. But, like, we've had a lot of, like, kids who come to our church who aren't here today, but oh well. Deja Kelly wins an award for being the most outgoing. William Scott wins an award for being the most enthusiastic at craft camp. Oliver Husker wins an award for being the best line leader. I'm not sure what that is, but it's good. That's a craft camp award. Ben Daniel wins an award for being the most interested in fair gameplay and enthusiastic team support, and also for being able to make everyone laugh. Jose Solis, he's the youngest brother of those three brothers I was talking about. He gets an award for being the hide-and-seek king. Dana, who was Dominic's inspirational leader in his being a good cat artist, Dana wins an award for being the best cat artist. Sophia wins an award for having a great time with everyone and making them feel welcome. And also for being a big help with her sister, who was much younger than she was. Melody wins an award for having the greatest enthusiasm for all crafts and for being full of joy. Austin wins an award for outstanding character, because he was very polite and considerate of others, and for being the best at jumping over the lava. Hiro wins an award for having the best imagination in his crafts. So hopefully I got everybody. I mean, I hope we didn't miss anybody who's here. And just thanks again, teen leaders and adults, for helping me come up with these awards. You guys did a great job this week. And good job, everybody.
About God. I was really going along with what my parents believed. It wasn't real and it wasn't personal yet. One night, I was asked a question. If you were to die today, would you go to heaven? When I really thought about it, I realized that I was a sinner and I realized that I did not deserve to go to heaven. I knew that I would spend eternity in hell, and that made me very scared. So I said a prayer. And I asked Jesus to take away my sin and to make me new. This is the first time that I started a relationship with God. I started a journey that night that would continue for the rest of my life and would continue on into eternity. But as a new spirit began to revive me, evil pushed back. The enemy enticed me to take back my heart that I had given to the Lord, and I listened. I fought for my own desires using anger and complaining. This attitude produced something even more dangerous, doubt. How do I know if God really exists? But God didn't give up on me. He showed me the vast complexity of his creation. He showed me the miraculous changes that he brought about in other people's lives. And so I returned to him. As difficulties arose in my life, my pride emerged with a new lie. If you are God's child, you should be strong enough to handle this. And I believed the lie. I tried to do God's work without him, and all it produced was frustration and loneliness. I thought I could be perfect. There is only one who is perfect, and it is not me. He called me, but I refused. I still thought, I can fix myself. I tried again, and I failed. Again and again. Then I turned to others. I thought maybe they can fix me. But they couldn't either. No one else could heal the brokenness. Finally, I listened to the voice of truth, and I returned to Jesus. He was waiting for me with open arms. He softened my heart, and he rekindled the fire of his spirit within me. Nothing can separate me from God's love. I know this now. It is daily a choice for me to give all of my heart to Jesus, but he has my love forever.
Well, I wish we had more time to show you the rest of the videos and the rest of the content, but that's about all the time we have for the presentations today. So I just wanted to thank everyone. And I worked in construction for 20 years. And to build something, to do something, to finish a project, you need a team. And I don't know how to describe it, but you can tell when you have a good team that wants to work together. And when you have a team that doesn't like each other and they have to work together, you can tell. And I can say, everyone who is here, you guys formed a team like I have never seen before. And I've been doing a lot of things for a long time. And amazing. So a round of applause to all of you who... So just an amazing weekend. Thank you for all you visitors. Thank you for all you adult leaders who just... took care of everything and were so willing to. You're like a family and an army together, just in a body, just amazing to see. You know, one of our key families in our church, when we started planning this conference, got invited by their family to go on a vacation that probably they could never do again. And they said, you know, it's right in the middle of this conference. Do you think we should go or tell them no? And Mike and I said, you know, if it was us getting to go to Alaska, we would go, because you may never get that chance again to have, you know, family take care of the cost to go do that. You should go, because I know that there's enough people who can help out. So great weekend. Thank you all. So I wanted to just pray, and we'll close our service out, and the worship team will come up, and we'll worship together, and that'll be the end of our service. God, thank you that you're working. Thank you that you've shown yourself, that we care for each other. That's a reflection, a dim reflection of how much you care for us. You came for us. You paid the price for us, and we're important to you. And thank you for that. Thank you for all that you're doing. Help us to see you more clearly as we sing together. Amen. Just a reminder, as soon as we're done with the service, I need to see you in my office to get you your yellow T-shirt if you're helping with the parade. Thank you.